The information in this podcast is general information and not advice. Sanford Financial is authorised under Australian Credit License Number 541480. Further information is available at stanfordfinancial.net.
Hello and welcome to On The Couch with Steve, a podcast where we help you navigate the often complex world of buying and selling real estate. I'm Steve Athanates. I'm the owner of NG Real Estate here in Ipswich. I'm joined today by a great friend of the show, Steve Beach from Stanford Financial. Great to see you again, Steve.
Thanks for inviting me back.
Beautiful, mate. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Now, mate, what we're going to talk about today, Reserve Bank has just kept rates on hold for this quarter in March. Not this quarter, in this cycle.
It's the quarter.
So for March 2024, they're on hold.
Yep.
So I guess what we want to talk about in this session is, okay, what are the potential implications for buyers, sellers, and borrowers if interest rates in the next decision, which is not until
May 24.
So what if they, if interest rates stay on hold again, what happens to people? What are the potential implications? What if they drop? What's it then mean to if you're a buyer, a seller, and a borrower?
Yep.
All right. So let's have a little chat about that, because obviously it's very topical and people are really, really interested in what's it mean for them.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start with, okay, you tipped in our last podcast in May that rates will stay on hold again. Right. So for if you're a buyer and rates stay on hold, what's that mean for you?
I guess, you know, it's funny that in the actual RBA announcement, they talked a little bit about real estate prices, where as rates started going up, they're expecting the market, the housing market, to go down. If anything, it went in the complete opposite direction and it went up and up and up. Now that we're, I guess, talking about potential for rate cuts, you know, what does the property market look like from there? So I guess putting rates on hold, I guess, doesn't probably stimulate the economy or the housing market in this instance as much as I guess, a rate cut perceived would be. It's a big thing I've been talking about with a lot of clients that are getting pre-approved, you know, in our brokerage, whereas giving them the potential now to get into the market before, I guess, perceived rate cuts come in and property prices start going straight back up. The biggest difference where a lot of people sort of looked at is, okay, so if I get a 0.25% rate cut, so the RBA actually passes it on and your bank passes on the rate cut as well.
That's probably the next one. Yeah, that's a good one.
So what does that mean for everyday Australians? So on a $500,000 loan, it means it reduces your monthly repayment by $76 per week. Per month. But the biggest difference is by having those slightly lower interest rates, does increase your borrowing capacity, because as your repayments go down, your disposable income goes up. So allows us to therefore borrow more money.
All right. So interest rates stay on hold for a borrower, the same capacity.
Yep.
No increase, unless of course there's tax. But we obviously know there's tax cuts coming
in July. Yep.
In July, but there's still a way away, so that won't help you in May. So generally speaking, your borrowing capacity stays the same, okay, and you have no added capability. All right, okay, let's flick the switch. Okay, I have predicted, bravely I might add, that there could be a cut in May when the next decision is made. Now, for a borrower, what does that mean if there was a cut in rates?
So, as I was saying before, so 0.25% rate cut does potentially increase your what they call as serviceability, so your incoming income versus your outgoings. The banks actually, what they put is what they call as a servicing rate. So whatever the interest rate that the bank's going to offer you, they buffer it by 3%. So if rates were 6%, means you've got to be able to afford the loan at 9%. As the rates start to come back down, it does definitely increase what your potential, I guess, maximum borrowing capability is. So you could offer more money on for a house if you need to, because you can gain access to high borrowing.
Okay, so that's good to know. So we've talked about the buyer. Now for today's seller, okay, interest rates are on hold. Okay, we're already in a period where we've seen unprecedented growth. Over the last sort of 2.5 years, we've seen house prices rise in the vicinity of 35%, in some areas up to getting close towards 50% over the last sort of 2.5, 3 years. And even in the last 12 months in Queensland, we've seen house prices rise on average 3% a quarter, which equates to 12% per year.
Yep.
All right, so if interest rates stay on hold, okay, already in a great market, buyers, would you say, they're still in the same position that they are today, which is a fairly strong position to be in? Yes.
Yep, that's correct. Yes. I guess, as the rate market doesn't move, I guess we're still seeing, as you would know probably better than us, but, supply and demand. There's not enough supply of houses out there.
Correct.
For the demand of people that are trying to reach out and buy, and hence the reason why the property market has just continually going skyrocketed and going up. Whereas, I guess, what you're talking about before, so, you know, what does it mean for a seller in today's environment? So, you know, a few people sort of said, am I best to wait and then, you know, and then sell in the future when rates start to come back down because it means my property price is going to be higher. But if you're looking at selling and purchasing, which is what most people do, because if you're going to sell your house, where do you live?
Yep.
You're selling in a high market, you're buying in a high market. So, when is the best time? Well, technically, sooner rather than later, if property price is going to go up, because you can sell right now and buy for a slightly cheaper price than you would be in say, 3, 6, 12 months' time.
And look, I think that's something that needs to be considered by sellers. So in the event that, obviously, house prices are already at record highs and really showing no sign of weakening at this point in time. So, but you, as you're rightly saying, they've got to live somewhere. So they're going to buy. Now, if you sell high, you got to buy high. Even if there was a slight drop in the market, you would sell for slightly less, but you would pay less. So one hand tends to wash the other in the event that these things happen. So in the event that rates dropped, what does that mean for a seller, do you think?
Well, it increases what people are going to offer for the house.
So it increases their serviceability, which means that potentially, if they really like a house, they've got a greater ability to pay more for it.
But for the next property as well. Because the biggest thing from a seller's perspective is, and I guess it's all about averages, but if you're selling for more, means you're going to have more equity. So essentially you've got a larger deposit to buy the next property. But if you're just paying more for the next house, but the difference is when it comes to deposits on properties, the golden number, as everyone knows, is 20%. So that avoids lenders' mortgage insurance, gets you into the more prime rates with the bank. So if you do have a little bit more, you can sell for your house for a little bit higher, you might have more cash to go into the next property. So just because you might sell for more, $50,000 more, and you buy for $50,000 more, you've actually got $50,000 more cash to go into towards the next purchase as well. So it does put you into a better financial position that way.
All right. So when we talk about potentially what's going to happen for a seller if interest rates drop, my personal belief, and obviously I'm in the market every single day, we're selling homes, we're gauging buyer feedback and consumer confidence, I guess, every single Saturday when we open a home, we're gauging consumer confidence. My personal belief is in the event that we did see a rate cut, I personally believe house prices will continue to rise, and they may rise quicker than the current projections have been. We're averaging around, as we said, 3% a quarter. If we start to see a drop in interest rates, we may see the market climb at a greater rate than it has previously. And that is my personal belief. That's what I think will happen. I think there's a lot of people who are sitting back waiting and wondering if house prices are ever going to drop. Okay, I don't think there's a lot of good news for those people who are just hoping it's going to drop, because potentially the next move appears to be down. Okay, whether that happens in May or somewhere later in the year, we won't know until it happens. But if it does drop, I think that will fuel house prices and they will actually go up, not go down. So obviously, again, we have to stay tuned to work out if I'm right, but that's what I think will happen.
I 100% agree with that. This market crash that needed to happen, it hasn't happened, and I can't foresee it happening anytime soon.
I agree.
It's a conversation where we've had a few people go, Steve, I'm trying to save up a bit more deposit so I can get to that 20% mark, which is the golden number that all the banks want. Biggest thing I've said to a lot of people as well is how much can you actually save in a year while renting or having an existing mortgage, whatever the case might be. Is some people go, I can save at least 10 grand per year, or I can save at least 20 or even up to $30,000. And I'm like, cool, that means you're going to save $30,000. But a $600,000 house today in a year's time is going to be worth 600 and say 90,000 if it's going up 15%. You've now cost you $90,000 to buy the next property, and you've saved 30 grand to put towards it. So is it better to, you know, pay a slightly higher interest rate now to get into the market now and I guess obtain that capital growth, and then you can leverage on that equity in the future?
Look, I agree. And I guess we've talked about this, and this brings us to the borrowers. Because when we think about people who are borrowing money to buy a house, we normally think about it's a couple, young couple getting started, or it's mum and dad's, you know, have got a family or starting a family, or it's, you know, it's elderly people who are moving up, down and sideways in the market. But we forget about investors. Right. Mm. Investors still make, play a large part in our marketplace. And we're really seeing a strong, a really strong activity with buyer's agents in this market, where they're actually sourcing houses on behalf of, generally speaking, investors. And what we're finding every single Saturday is that a lot of the time it's buyer's agents, i.e., and then that translates to investors, who are pushing the prices up.
Yep.
Okay, because their belief is that house prices are going to continue to rise. So they're trying to buy today. And as you said, if it went up 15% in 1 year, it's impossible for most people to save that amount of money. Mm. So therefore, that's why we're seeing investors speculate in this marketplace, and they're paying over the odds in a lot of time, even in our opinion, yeah. They're paying too much for these properties because they have an inherent belief that house prices are going to continue to rise.
And we're talking to, a few investors in when we're doing mortgages and stuff like that, where a lot of them are, overreaching in regards to, paying top dollar for some of these properties because of the perceived rental return as well. So rents are so high. But if you can, afford the difference between what the mortgage repayment's going to be and what the rental cost is at the moment, as rates start to go back down, all of a sudden your negative gearing side of things, you mightn't be out of pocket anymore. You might actually be neutral or even be making money out of investment property as rates go back down and the rents stay. Because I guarantee no one's going to be giving rent cuts in the short-term future either.
Exactly right. So I guess even from taking into consideration all those factors, what would happen if it stays on pause or if it does drop for buyer, seller and a borrower? Like, I think we still come back to the same place. Based on what we actually know, not what we don't know, it still seems like the best time to buy is right now. Because if you wait, you may actually price yourself out of the market, because obviously the property prices are rising quicker than you can save a deposit or get yourself to that 20%.
Yeah, to get to that.
So therefore, if you're a buyer right now and if you want to buy, okay, you should buy now. If you're a seller and you're going to buy another home to live in, okay, it doesn't really matter to you as much, okay? Because even if you waited 3 months and house prices went up another, say, 4%, okay, you're going to pay 4% more for the next house that you buy. So for a seller, it's almost a cost neutral type situation, all right? But for a borrower, you've got to factor in a couple of different things. Okay. If interest rates drop,
borrowing potential goes up.
But
so does property prices.
But property prices go up as well. So we still come back to the fact that the best time to buy a property in today's real estate market is right now. So call my award-winning team at NG Real Estate, and we will help you out.
And I can get you the mortgage.
And Steve will get you the mortgage. So, obviously, mate, I think we've covered that in a fair amount of detail. Hopefully, that's helped people at home. So, mate, as always, Steve Beach from Stanford Financial, thank you so much for coming along and sharing the stage with me. If you've liked what you've heard, if you'd like to ask any questions, we would love your feedback. Please click the link below. We'd love to be able to interact with you. Obviously, I'm Steve Athanades. I'm the owner of NG Real Estate Ipswich. If you'd like to see more about what we've talked about, join us soon on The Couch with Steve.